Oh, it's interesting. I'm not got many microphones here. I've just got the one. This I'm using a dynamic microphone here. It's a decent quality one though, and I am using a bit of audio processing. I can give you another audio processor I've got. This is a second audio processor I've got, which I can turn the wick up a lot more on this now. This has got a lot more clipping and compression and what have you, and it's all digital and designed by a bloke in Australia. So if things get difficult, I'll put this one on, and I can even notch it up another two notches if need be. I wonder what you reckon to this, Daz, from G0 GSR.
Yeah, it's very defined. You know, it's doing what it should do. It doesn't alter the characteristics, you know, like a normal compressor in a radio does, and introduces, you know, tearing and high frequencies. You know, it's a more of a normal natural dynamics punch. Which drives it through without changing the characteristics of the sound. You know, more punchy as it should be. You know, compared to the old standard valve analog gear. You know, if you've not got a very good ear, it's very hard to detect which gear they're using there. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Daz, fine. Very difficult copy, I'm afraid, with these guys out of sight, but we'll struggle on and disregardless. Yeah, studio processors is something I don't know an awful lot about. I always worked on the transmitter side, so we just had the transmitter processors like the Optimods and the Omnias and things like that. And this particular one that is designed by a guy called Dan, actually in Australia, this one I'm using at the moment. And it fairly closely follows the Optimod HF, the 9105A lineup. It's got the pre-emphasis and multiband compressor and Hilbert clipper, etc. So it fairly closely mirrors the Optimod HF transmitter processor. And I think it's quite effective. I can go up another couple of modes if the QRM will allow you to hear them. So that's gone up a mode. That's gone on to mode 5. So that's got a bit more processing. And that's gone up onto mode 6. That's the sort of the DX mode where there's a lot more clipping, which it might be handy on a day like this, Dad. But yeah, the studio processors, and I know they're very versatile these days, but if you try on doing audio processing on a PC for a normal radio like I'm using here, you get the latency, don't you? That's the trouble. I tried one particular processor in software on the PC, and there was about a third of a second latency, which I didn't like. But I mean, if you're tied to a PC with an SDR, then you may as well go for it. And of course, any kind of transmitter audio processor, the weakest link is the actual radio itself. Yes, they've got an SSB crystal filter in, which not modern radios don't have. Well, that totally destroys any kind of response that you know, could be there from the input. You know, you don't get any bass response and all the rest. But the modern DSP radios, which I think you're running and I'm running, are certainly a lot better. But it's difficult in a 3 kHz bandwidth, isn't it? But anyway, that's my little processor. I'm very pleased with it. It's a homebrew thing designed by another Daz in Australia. And he's sold quite a few of the boards now. There's quite an interest in India for some reason. I think he's sold about 5 of these board sets of PCBs to amateurs in India. And they're coming on the air now. So, you know, slowly but surely, there's a few people in the world using this little processor. And it's absolutely tiny. You know, it's about the size of a pack of 20 cigarettes, that kind of thing, in its simplest form. So quite a small unit. And as a bonus as well, it's also a receive processor as well. You can feed your receiver audio through it, and it will do, you know, fairly basic but effective receiver noise reduction. So it's quite a good little unit for what it is, and not too expensive to make. And I hope you got all that, Daz. I am struggling, so perhaps I better call it a day, but Really nice to catch up with you again. And keep doing the good stuff with the microphones. M3ZDZ, G0GSR, over.
Yeah, G0GSR, M3ZDZ. Yeah, I copy all that. They're getting closer and closer. I mean, like the DB Max, which is, you know, the basic GC Electronics multi-band capacity, which I've got. Well, I've got one of those here. I think they're now made in China or something like that. It's unbelievable, isn't it? But there you go. Okay, Frank, thanks for calling in. It's just a shame that it's contest weekend and they don't care about others, really, which is a shame. I'm going to make this my final as well. I'm going to grab a drink and I may come back to you later. All the best for now. Always enjoyable speaking with you. And I'm quite sure we'll catch you in the near future. G0 Gold Sugar Radio. M3ZZ saying, have a great Sunday, Frank, and all our best for now. Best 73s. Cheers.
Yeah, okay, Daz from G0GSR. Well, I have a DB Max, and this is it at the moment. This is the DB Max processor, and this is a particular profile which I've made to match or similar to the Allband 9100 BAM processor. And I've got lots of other profiles built into it as well, which I've been playing with. Let me go to that one there. That's got quite a bit more clipping on it than the new one. And if a station fires DX audio at me, I can always do this one, Dad. This is the ultimate DX audio profile, so I won't subject you to that for much longer. Go back to the Optimod 9100 again. So I hope you like the DX audio from me, but I can promise you, you won't hear it again from me, Daz. All the best, mate. I've got a headache after listening to all this rubbish. I'm going to have a cup of coffee. M3ZDZ G0GSR. Yeah, it's actually terribly, terribly hard to read, Daz. I don't think they realise that, do they? It's extremely poor to read under high noise or weak signal strength. But they'll find out one day. Cheers for now, Daz. All the best from G0GSR.
Yeah, take care, Frank. Bye-bye.